Evening, everybody in Audio Boom. It's about 10 o'clock and I am just currently by the fire because it is freezing in our house. And my dog is taking up about three quarters of the sofa, like she always does, because quite clearly she thinks that the sofa is hers and that it is her place to be. So I thought I would do a boom just saying about my day. And everything. It's been a really good day, actually. I've had some really good news. We've got a few things. I've been accepted onto the Scope Campaigns program that they're starting, and it's called the Scope for Change program. So I've been accepted onto the program, and I get to go up to a training event in Loughborough for 4 days, and that's going to be in April. But it's just really exciting because I really love Scope and what they do, so it's really great to be part of that. And I've also had something else been confirmed, something next week that I'm doing. It's really exciting, but I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you because it involved someone quite prolific, and I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you, so I can't say anything yet, so I need to find out whether I can say or not, and then I'll let you know. But it's just so exciting, I can't wait. It's so big. And then today I've had a great day. I went to meet my auntie in London, and we went to the Charlotte Tilbury shop because I've been wanting to go to the new shop in Covent Garden that she's opened for ages, and I've not had a chance, so I thought I'd go this week whilst my aunt's off and she can go with me. And it was great. Oh my god, let me tell you, the shop is beautiful. It's just like old 1940s Hollywood glam. It's got, you know, chandeliers, it's all rose gold and gold in there. It's got really plush red seats and made up with red velvet, and the makeup is just so amazing. I mean, it's not something you could go and buy like a whole massive haul because it is quite pricey, but what you pay for what you get, and you pay for really good makeup. So I got a couple of things. My aunt bought me a lipstick, and I got the Sculpt and Glow palette, which I've been wanting for ages, but I didn't want to get it until I'd tried it out, and I tried it in the shop. Well, the people in the shop tried it on me, and it just looked gorgeous. It's basically like a highlight and a sculpting palette, and it's just the most awesome thing, you know, I've ever tried. It's so beautiful. And then I got the Marie Antoinette eyeshadow because I've been wanting to try that one for ages. It's basically like a cream shadow, and it's like an oyster colour, and oh my god, it's just like a dream. It's so beautiful. I just want Charlotte Tilbury, like everything Charlotte Tilbury. So I've said to my mum, for my birthday, all I want is Charlotte Tilbury, even if it's only one or two things, I don't care, I just want Charlotte Tilbury. I just really love that brand, and I love their makeup. I just love everything that they do. So that was awesome. The people in there were so nice. They complimented my ring I had on. It was from Primark. I mean, I had so many compliments on my outfit today. So many people said, oh, I love your bag. And it was from Sainsbury's for £16. It's a mock khaki bag, but it was from Sainsbury's, guys. It's, you know, I'm a bargain queen. If you want bargains, stick with me. I'll hook you up. I know where all the best bargains are. And yeah, and they also said that my skin was really nice because I really do have a very rigorous skincare routine. I don't use makeup wipes. I'm very anti-makeup wipes because they're actually super bad for your skin. They actually really condense your pores. Basically, what you're doing when you're putting a makeup wipe on is you're pressing the makeup into your face. And what that's effectively doing is it's pushing the makeup into the pores, and the pores have to expand to accommodate it. And that's how you get open pores and potholed skin. It's just really bad. So you shouldn't use makeup wipes. You should use like a cleansing cream or a cleansing balm, something like that. I use the one by Lizelle, but I also did use, which is a cheap alternative, the one by Body Shop, the chamomile one. So that's a cheap alternative if you can't afford something like Lizelle or like Emma Hardy, which I used to have and I use sometimes, but that's like quite expensive, so I don't use it all the time. But some kind of cleansing cream or balm that dissolves makeup is really good. And also Soap and Glory do a good one, I've been told, which is a good similar version of the Lizelle one. I've not tried it yet, but I've been told the Soap and Glory one's quite good. So yeah, I mean, that's just a little tip. Cleansing balms all the way. Try and not use makeup wipes unless, of course, you're in Glastonbury and can't physically get to water or you're really, really drunk and you can't get out of the bed to do your take your makeup off. And that's the only two times I think it's exceptional to use them. It was great. And we also had lunch. We had pizza and we had, you know, cake, and it was so yummy. And it was just, yeah, it was awesome. And I am just back now. Well, I've been back for the last quite a while now. So I've been doing a bit of work. I've just been doing a few blogs, taking some Instagram pictures, and just some work for uni tomorrow. I've got to write a blog post for something. And it's just really great. It's really good. And I am going to uni tomorrow, like I said, and then on Friday I've got my job interview, and I'm going to an exhibition as well with my friend, so that'll be fun. It's the Alice Wonderland one, actually, the one that's opened in the British Library, so that'll be fun because I've not been to that one yet. But that's pretty much it. Charlotte's Tilbury store is amazing. If you've not been, I'd suggest you go if you're around the Covent Garden area. It's so worth going, and their makeup is amazing. I will be writing a blog post on it, actually, so keep a lookout for that if any of you want to know sort of what sort of things from Charlotte Tilbury I like and what it's like in there and that kind of thing. I will be putting it up soon. And I will leave it there. I will let you all go. Have a lovely evening, everybody. And I will catch you guys in my next one. Bye.